Okay. So somebody's saying that I have discovered that fear is one of the most common disturbing attitudes in me, but it's not on the list. Oh my goodness. Is it a subtype of anger, of attachment, or of ignorance? And how can I deal with it? What are the antidotes to fear? Okay, so fear. There is a term for fear in Jigpa. That's why your name is Jigme, fearless. Okay, and that word Jigpa has two connotations. Okay, there's the panicked, freaked out, emotional fear that we usually call fear. And then there's a sense of caution or a sense of danger that could be a wisdom kind of fear. Okay? So the Tibetans use the same word that has more than one connotation. Many of our words in English have more than one connotation, and sometimes complete, you know, very different connotations. So an example of the wisdom fear is when you merge on the highway, you're aware of the danger, aren't you? You're not emotional and freaked out unless you're still 15 or 14 driving when you're not supposed to be. But, you know, you're aware that there's danger there, okay? So they use that kind of awareness of danger when they talk about, when they say having fear of the lower realms, what they mean is having, you know, concern and an awareness of the danger of being reborn there. They don't mean to get all emotional and like this, you know, because clearly that's not an attitude that's very conducive for Dharma practice. Okay? Now, in terms of the other kind of fear, which isn't on the list, oh my goodness, is... that's a very common one. I think many people suffer from a lot of fear, you know, mental fear for what's going to happen with our mind, of the fear of the future, you know, fear for physical safety, so many different kinds of fear people have. So I think different kinds of fear can be related to other different mental factors. I think a lot of times fear comes from attachment. In other words, we're attached to something, and so we're very afraid that we're going to lose it, or we're very afraid we're not going to have it. Okay? So, you know, a lot of fear comes from that. You know, you want a certain financial security, and you're afraid you're not going to have it. Or you even have money in the bank, but you're afraid you're going to lose it. So this kind of fear is based on that attachment. And then this other thing that we call namtok, okay? Lama Yeshe used to translate namtok as a superstitious thought, yeah? Another way of talking about it is like proliferation, you know? The mind just proliferating all sorts of superstitious thoughts that you don't know are even going to have any chance of happening, you know, what those thoughts are thinking about it, you know, is that really going to happen or not? Is that really a danger or not? But we get quite afraid and anxious, you know? And so I think a lot of that is based on being attached to things, whereas if we release the attachment, then, you know, the fear also goes away. Also, if we just realize that it's our mind making up all sorts of worst-case scenarios about things that are not happening right now. Okay? So, you can see, you know, if you take this wisdom kind of fear, then you have to look at the future, and there's some things that potentially could happen, and you have to make arrangements for them. But you're not freaked out and worried and anxious. Okay? And your mind isn't just like this with all sorts of thoughts. Yeah? But you realize, okay, you know, something might happen, so we take care of it. But, you know, you're not living in the future worried about it. Whereas when there's a lot of attachment, you know? Mm. And when also, I think when we get in the habit of being anxious, I think a lot of anxiety is just habit, you know? We've just made up that habit so that it's knee-jerk, so that without even thinking about something, we hear it and we go into panic mode, okay? And so to realize that that's just a habit that our mind has, that we don't need to react to things that way, you know? That those things are not happening now. Let's stay grounded in what is happening, and let's stay grounded in what's really important instead of letting the mind spin out. I know some of you are quite expert in anxiety. I'm not sure who. No? But maybe a few. So maybe you can contribute some of your thoughts about this in the future days, okay?